This is another great music day, I must tell you. Happy birthday, Chris Isaak. The very sexy music video for Wicked Game. Number 6 on the charts back in 1991. Chris Isaak is 63 years old today. Occasional actor as well. David Lynch, a big Chris Isaak fan, has used his music in a number of films and gave him a role in Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me. Chris Isaak, he is 63 years old today. We heard Wicked Game. Happy birthday, Chris Isaak. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up next hour, Ron Rademacher tells us all about what's happening across the great state of Michigan. Fred Lucas, too, from the Daily Signal, with a really neat piece, really interesting piece on voter fraud for the Daily Signal. We'll talk with him about it. 19 arrests, voter fraud in a Texas town. That's coming up next hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. Be here tomorrow, full Democrat debate reaction. Yes, I'll even play some sound bites. That might be tough to go along with your breakfast, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do around here. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying yesterday he is not going to move forward with a bill that includes the cost of living adjustment to increase House members' salary. So let me rephrase this lead from CNN. House members aren't getting a raise. But Hoyer didn't fully rule it out. Discussions are ongoing, he said. As a result, I'm not going to move the spending bill at this point because we have not resolved the issue. Hoyer said some Republicans are on board, some aren't, but he does not have the votes to pass the bill. Both the House and Senate must pass the legislative branch spending bill by the end of September. They could still pass it without allowing for the pay raise Congress has done for the past decade or so. Very tough to convince people that lawmakers deserve a pay raise. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, yes, she deserves one. She's been there a few months already, for goodness sake. She deserves a raise. Look at the work she's done. Inflation adjustment for salary has opposition from vulnerable members in both parties who don't like the optics of Congress giving itself a pay raise. I can't say that I blame them, quite honestly. Meanwhile, Emily Larson in the Washington Examiner writing a piece, 2020 Democrats tout pen and phone plans to advance policies without Congress, which is nuts because, of course, this is exactly what they are criticizing President Trump for. And this goes back to Barack Obama's, you know, pen and phone comments. I think that's all, you know, the wrong way to do it. Congress has the power to make laws. They've largely abdicated their responsibilities over the past decade or so, but Congress has these powers. Use them. Emily Larson writes, if a Democrat is elected president in 2020, there's a good chance he or she will face a Republican-controlled Senate and will block the boldest policy proposals. But Democratic presidential hopefuls have plenty of ideas on how to achieve their goals without congressional approval. Elizabeth Warren said there's a lot a president can do by herself. She said she would ban drilling on federal lands her first day in office as president, somehow. Candidates largely support reversing many measures taken by the Trump administration. Again, this is the same thing. You know, President Trump has reversed a lot of President Obama's directives because they were not congressional directives, not congressional laws. So the next president, some of these Trump administration moves, yes, could be reversed. This goes back to 2014. The comment, at least, President Obama said, I've got a pen and I've got a phone to move forward with his policy priorities. Cory Booker pledged to create a White House Office of Reproductive Freedom, which would work to advance abortion rights and access to reproductive health care. Kamala Harris promises to take executive action to ban assault-style weapons. I have no idea how she'd do that. And mandate near universal background checks if Congress does not pass gun safety legislation in the first 100 days. Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota pledged to close the boyfriend loophole immediately rather than waiting to take action. Harris's roadmap to citizenship plan, which I honestly can't tell you that I know much about, based entirely on executive action. She wants to reinstate DACA. Beto O'Rourke said he'll establish more national parks and national monuments as part of his plan to address climate change. All this they plan to do without congressional approval because they won't get it from the Senate if the Senate remains in Republican hands. But they are, again, advocating, or at least discussing, some of the same things that they are criticizing the president for. President's a dictator. President's an autocrat. Elect me. I'll be a dictator, but one you like. I'll be the autocrat, but one advancing proposals that you might support. That's the message we hear. It might be the message we hear tonight in the debates. We'll see. The big name again tonight, Elizabeth Warren, and a lot of also-rans. Jay Inslee could say some crazy things on climate. That could be interesting, the current governor of Washington. Hey, today more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years. Sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet. That's why it's vitally important that you have solid financial plan. It's never too early or too late to begin preparing for retirement. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth actively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken steps to secure your financial future. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future. Call them today, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or visit mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. Coming up in hour number three of the Steve Gruber Show, Ron Radabaker takes us around the state. Fred Lucas, Daily Signal, great story on voter fraud. Stick around for hour three. Still a bit of hour two. We'll wrap things up in just a moment. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. I am Scott Bertram, in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
As I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about an intense moment. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.